You are listening to Kingdom Life Podcast. Welcome. I'm Pastor Rassi, and I'm privileged to have this time with you to speak on God's heavenly realities. May He bless you and reveal Himself to you in this message. You are listening to Rassi Free, and welcome at Kingdom Life Podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again. It's my privilege to have this time to speak to you and out of the Word of God, and also on the topics that's really placed on my heart. And it's all about the kingdom of God, the kingdom life that God has granted us in His Son through His Spirit. And as we've said right in the beginning, the purpose of this podcast is to help you and myself remember what it means to live in this new kingdom life of God. So this is what this podcast is continuing to do. And today I'm really excited. It's just me sharing with you today in regards to the Holy Spirit. So I really love this time of year, because this time of year we get to celebrate Passover, where Jesus was crucified and was resurrected, and our whole story started. The kingdom of God was initiated by Jesus on the earth. And then also 50 days later, we have the privilege to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit in power. And therefore, I love this time of year to be reminded of what God did and what He is still doing through His Holy Spirit. I want to pray for us, and then I want to jump into the Word of God with you and speak a little bit about the true miracle of the Holy Spirit that was sent by Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We recognize you as God. Thank you for the time that we have to spend together just to listen, to have this thought, to spend time in the Word of God, and to be reminded of who you really are. I pray that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And so, as you know by now, this podcast name is Kingdom Life, because I am so excited about the revelation of God's kingdom. And the Kingdom Life is called this way because I really and truly believe that God has provided a way for the believer to live in His kingdom while we are still here on the earth. And usually kingdom, the concept of the kingdom is viewed and in terms of eternity. And I read a quote the other day from Dan Moeller, which is, you know, it just struck me in the heart. He said, eternal life is a loving union before it is a destination. Just settle on that thought for a minute. He's saying that eternal life, the goal of Jesus that came to earth, died and was resurrected, and the goal of the Holy Spirit that's available to all believers today, the goal is loving union with God way before it is a destination. And so in traditional theology, and I believe traditionally as well in all kinds of churches, eternal life and the kingdom of God is viewed in terms of a destination, which in many cases is only understood in terms of heaven one day. And if you read the Bible in the New Testament and you see how the prophets had prophesied about the coming kingdom, I think about the New Testament prophets as well, like John the Baptist and Jesus himself and Paul's writing, we see that the kingdom of God is not just a construct or a destination that we as believers reach one day when we die. It is a whole new government that we enter the day that we are saved. I want to say that again, and I want you to let that flow over your spirit. God's kingdom that came to earth is God's government on earth. It's a government, that's the new life that we enter the moment that we are saved. And so in terms of that, the kingdom life really seeks to understand and teach the implementation of what it means to be a loving Christian or a loving believer that co-works with God in this new life we call the kingdom. And so I want to say the following as well. Every year that we preach the Good Friday message and the gospel, the simple gospel, every year I think about this concept, because we've been taught the gospel of salvation. And I just want to say, in terms of the gospel, the gospel of salvation is probably the most important good news that we had received in the New Testament. That's what Jesus came to do. He came for us to have the ability in Christ, in the Holy Spirit, to be saved and be in loving union with God. Not just to have a destination, but be in a relationship with God. The problem with the general thinking in terms of this is that the gospel, the good news of salvation to many believers, are the destination or the end. It's the end game. While after we got saved, we have a whole life left on earth, and God's provided in His kingdom not just provision, but also the gifts of the Holy Spirit, a life authority, and a mandate that He's called us to enter into and to co-work and co-labor with Him while we are still here on the earth. And so if you understand the mandate of the kingdom and you've read the New Testament and you've seen the writings in Matthew, you know, go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus had all of these things that He had told His disciples and actually commanded them, go and preach the gospel and go and heal the sick and go and raise the dead and cast out demons and do the miracles. If we want to co-labor with God and continue the ministry of Jesus, it's very important for us to understand that that ministry and co-laboring cannot be from the flesh. Healing the sick and raising the dead and casting demons and doing miracles and convincing people of this very good news of the gospel of salvation is not a reality for anyone that's not empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's only a work that God can do through us, and that's why we believe in the co-laboring with God. So all of that is where we're headed to, in especially in this next couple of episodes. We will definitely speak on the coming of the Holy Spirit and Pentecost and the power of God through the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are going to unpack some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, explaining them and ministering online so that people can understand what it means to work and live and minister through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But for today, I have a very short, very simple, but amazing message about the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is not just, it's not just the power giver. And He is powerful and He always moves in power. He works in power. That's who He is. That's its nature. But that's not all He is. You see, because we are flesh and we are natural people, the moment that you collide or you enter the realm of God's Spirit and His power, we are exposed to the supernatural ministry, the supernatural realm. And that is so convincing, but so overwhelming many times that we keep on looking at the spiritual gifts or the power works that we've been called to, and we know that God does through His Spirit, that we never move beyond, understand beyond the power, or actually I want to say move to a place where we really know the Holy Spirit. So I want to share a quick testimony with you about the Holy Spirit. Even many years after I got saved and was in full-time ministry already for more than 10 years, I remember one morning that I sat on my couch praying, and while I was praying, I just had this random thought in my head, really felt the voice of God as I always hear it in my prayer time especially. It told me, "You don't recognize me as God." And that was really troubling to me, because I've been in ministry for so long. We've seen all these things. We've seen the power of God move. We are hungry for more of that. We want to see more people saved. We want to walk in God's presence more. How can it be that God will tell me this morning that I'm not recognizing Him as God? And I remember I thought maybe this is just an attack from the devil, the enemy. And I never went back to that during my prayer time. But when I was in the shower that very morning, I heard this voice again, God saying, "Rossi, you are not recognizing me as God." And I prayed. I said, "Lord, if this is you speaking to me, how can it be? I've seen these things, and we are connected. We feel you. We pursue what you've given us to do, and we love you. How can it be that I do not recognize you as God?" And I heard a question next in the shower. I heard, "Rossi, who do you pray to?" And I said, "Father." I prayed to the Father, and I prayed to the Son, Jesus. And then I knew. I never speak to the Holy Spirit. I never spoke to the Holy Spirit. I never prayed to the Holy Spirit. And it was a shock to me, even after I've I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and seen the power of God move through the Spirit, that maybe way back in my mind, in my heart, there was this small perception that the Holy Spirit is not fully God, that He's not fully capable as God, that He's the smaller one of the Trinity. He's just here as the helper. And I was so confronted by that, convicted is the right word. When I went into prayer, I confessed, I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I love your power. I love how you transform people's lives. I recognize the fact how you did it for me in my own life. But I do understand that you are a God three in one, and I'm not recognizing the Holy Spirit fully as God. And if I can break it down this morning, it would be something along the lines of not recognizing the Holy Spirit, not as an it, but as a person that can be grieved, the Bible says, that has emotions, a will, a mind. And a whole new world opened up for me when I understood that God, the Holy Spirit, is not just an it or a something. He's a person. He wants to connect. He wants to speak. He wants to do the work. But before we get to the work of the Holy Spirit, it's necessary to understand that He's a person. And one of the best ways for me personally to understand what He is, how He is, and who He is as a person is understanding that He's in union with Jesus. And just as Jesus told the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we need the Holy Spirit to rightly see Jesus, understand His teachings. For Jesus to be revealed, we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus came and initiated the work of the kingdom. He opened the door through the gospel, the good news of salvation. But it's the Holy Spirit that ushers us in to this new life of power, but this new life of connection, because He is the Spirit of Jesus. And so one of the best ways that I always think about the person of the Holy Spirit and how He connects with me is in this very verse. I'm reading to you from Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness for our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Indeed, we suffer with Him that we may also be glorified with Him. This is from the New King James translation. If I may, I'm reading from a different translation that unpacks this in such a beautiful way. It says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into fear of never being good enough, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned, for as He rises up within us, our spirits join Him in saying the words of tender affection, Beloved Father. Isn't that beautiful? From this, I remembered when I got saved, and you know, when we meet God, then there's also always an element of healing, emotional healing that happens in our lives, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit. But the scriptures, Paul is encouraging us and reminding us that the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. Someone that believes is one that's in union with the Holy Spirit as we are in union with Jesus. But it's one that's being led by the Holy Spirit, being led by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And this means that through the person of the Holy Spirit, we recognize that He's God firstly. And secondly, we respond on the impulses that He gives. I love this way of this terminology because the best way to really understand how God speaks to us is not hearing His voice like we hear other people speak to us. It's more like a spiritual language that we need to interpret. And with the Holy Spirit, it's the same way. If we've asked the question, how are we guided and led by the Holy Spirit? then we could say it's like a spiritual impulse in your life. It's a thought, it's an impression, it's an impulse that is initiated by the Holy Spirit and is meant to help us, guide us, and lead us. The scripture goes on to say, and you did not receive the spirit of religious duty. I love this because, you know, this spirit of adoption is not the spirit that wants to guide and impulse us in the direction of religious duty. This work is not upon us. Jesus had paid a very expensive price with his blood and his life so that we might maybe delivered and freed up, because the Holy Spirit in us is not guiding us to duty and dead works. He's guiding us to freedom. The New King James translation puts it this way. He says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear. You have not received the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into fear. So this scripture is not really speaking about fear as we know it. It's really speaking about the dead works that we tend to feel that we need to earn the love of God, earn the salvation that we've received, earn his acceptance in our lives. And it's the Holy Spirit that's not guiding us in religious duty and dead works. He is not the one that leads us in a path that fear that enslaves us, brings us in a constant condemnation. No, he is the one that is leading us to a place where we know we have received the spirit of full acceptance, unfolding into the family of God. The Holy Spirit in his nature, in his being, is the spirit of full acceptance. And that is what binds us together in unity with Jesus and the Father. And his heart for us is so that we may know, as he points to the work of Jesus, that we would never feel orphaned again. That within ourselves, that there would be a testimony, because he lives in us and guides us, that there's a testimony that we are the children of God, the children of the beloved Father, which means that we can, by his impulse, call out to Abba Father, our beloved Father, our dear Father. And so, as I close this podcast today, what I really love about the person of the Holy Spirit as he leads us through the salvation into the new kingdom life, the government of God on earth, the very first step for us is not what should we do, how should we function, operate, or what works should we do. The very first act of the Holy Spirit as we are saved and enter into this new kingdom of God is for us to know that he is the Spirit that brings us into full acceptance. Without our own doing, we do not have to earn our favor with God. He is the one that has fully accepted us, and he is the one that guides us into this new family of God. And so I hope today that you may hear something about the loving nature, the loving, guiding, authoritative, powerful nature of the Holy Spirit that brings us to a place to have revelation about what happened to us when Jesus was risen and we put our faith in him. And so may you be guided through the impulses of this amazing being called the Holy Spirit. And may we address him not as the or it. May we start using his name or who he is in the first person. He is Holy Spirit, not just the Spirit. He is Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of acceptance. I want to pray over you, and I really trust that God will use this message and this scripture just to bring you into his full acceptance. And when you feel that over your life, take a moment and thank the Spirit, because it's his doing that guides us into the family and the true loving nature, our loving union with God. Thank you, Jesus, that you had sent your Spirit to us, that we can recognize him as fully God. Holy Spirit, we don't just recognize you for your power and what you can do. We recognize you for who you are. Thank you for showing us the Father. Thank you for revealing to us the work of Jesus. And thank you for reminding us and impulsing us and leading and guiding us to a place where we know and feel that we are fully accepted, not by our own doing, but by the work of Jesus and your guidance. We accept your work and we accept who you are. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. I trust this message blessed you, and may God keep on revealing himself and the heavenly kingdom realities to you as you walk in his presence. Join us for our next episode.